G'day guys, how you going? And welcome to Cunningham's Gap, located about an hour and a half from Brisbane and about half an hour from Warring. Cunningham's Gap on the Cunningham Highway is one of two major freight routes coming from the west into Brisbane, the other being the Toowoomba Range. That being said, whilst you sit back and enjoy the beautiful views of descending down this rather steep grade, I've got to talk you through some hints and tips of trucks and buses must use low gears. So as I come over the crest and start my descent, I've actually wiped off a lot of speed now and pre-selected a gear that with the engine brake, I believe will hold me up the whole way down without actually having to use my primary brake, which is my foot pedal. The reason for doing so is quite important because overuse of your braking system on a descent like so can cause your drums or discs in your braking system to heat up to a point that they will actually fail, thus leaving you with no braking capabilities whatsoever on the descent and either having to use an arrestor bed that you'll see further in the video or unfortunately running out of control and going, as they say, bush, causing a lot more harm and damage. So what is the correct low gear when descending down a steep grade? Well, a lot of variables actually come into play on that one. For example, the truck type, the engine type, whether you have an exhaust brake or an engine brake, whether you have a manual or automatic gearbox, but also most importantly, the amount of weight that's sitting behind you. So once you've worked out the basic mathematics on all of that, you should be able to cruise down any range without a care in the world. But in all seriousness though, with a bit of experience in driving a particular truck for a period of time, these things do become second nature. But as we well know, no one's born with 5 years of trucking experience under their belt, are they? So my recommendation, if you've never done steep declines before, are new to trucking, or you're driving a new truck and aren't actually sure of its capabilities, I recommend that you pick an extremely low gear at the beginning. You can always work up through the gears without a problem to find that sweet spot. It's considerably harder to have to start to get on the brakes to slow yourself back down and really put yourself on the back foot. Now, what should you do in the event of something going wrong? For example, the truck's starting to get away from you, it's over revving, the engine brake fails, etc. Well, it's important not to panic. The best practice in this scenario is to stand on your foot brake fairly heavily to wipe off as much speed as possible in the shortest amount of time and also creating less heat for your braking system. You can then find another gear, slow down, or if you need to, come to a stop and start again. Because the last thing you want to do is have to do that a few times, overheat all your brake systems and be done. So just step on that foot pedal to slow it down as quick as possible. All these processes and fundamentals are not just unique to the transport industry, but all vehicles that are on the road. So whether you're towing a caravan, a heavy load, or driving a Winnebago, all these tips could be beneficial to you also. Many people do say that you go down a mountain in the same gear that you went up in. And for the most part, that is true with the same amount of weight. But if you're in an area for the first time and you're unaware of what you're about to attack, it's better to be overcautious rather than not. But always be mindful of what gear and speed you're doing in all scenarios to have a better understanding of how your vehicle behaves, its capabilities, and also how to attack the next grade with confidence. But one more tip before I send you on your way. Some trucks are fitted with a manual engine fan switch. If you put that on, that will give you a little bit more pulling up power also. Cheers for listening, guys. And if I've missed anything or you've got some other hints and tips for the people out there, feel free to whack it in the comments for everyone to read. That being said, let's just sit back, whack on a little bit of music, and enjoy the rest of the drive down Cunningham's Gap. We're now coming up to an arrestor bed. So if your vehicle is out of control and you can't come to a stop, look out for one of these signs and aim straight for the arrestor bed. Effectively, they're just a big sand pit which will bring you to a stop in your tracks. like to take a moment to have a look out to your left, you'll find the arrestor bed that I spoke about a kilometre ago. That's where you'd be headed if you've got no braking capabilities and you can't come to a stop. You may notice now that I'll actually pick up a little bit with my speed as it starts to level out, but I'll still be on my engine brake the whole way down, not touching my brake, but I can go a little bit quicker. Well, there we go. We've now reached the bottom of Cunningham's Gap. We've done it safely, and we didn't have to touch our brakes once. Keep in mind that I have been down this range more than a few times, so I know the terrain and the layout quite well and can drive accordingly with confidence. But if it's your first time, definitely take a lot of caution because it can be very dangerous at times. Cheers for joining us for the ride, guys, and I hope you have a great one. Catch us later.